when you are in like a happy mode, you're super open and receptive. And that's the truth. That's
that
the,
is
truth.
The truth.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Evans, welcome back to Questionably Awesome, where we answer all of our listeners' questions. And you are my co-host. And, you know, if you are looking to have some fun and laugh today, this might be your spot, unless you have no sense of humor.
Yeah, if you don't have a sense of humor, then you got to hit pause.
Skedaddle.
And regroup, because you should find a sense of humor.
Well, they're going to have to go find one. And that might take a while for some people because they've hidden it deep, dark down somewhere. Why do words like skedaddle stick around for years? I think skedaddle goes back to like 2000 BCE.
I think it does too. Skedaddle, scoot.
Yeah. Like the apostles were like, you know what? You know what, Jesus? Let's skedaddle.
Hey, Jesus, let's skedaddle.
And he was like, for sure, let's get out from underneath this olive tree. We got people to save. So I saw skedaddle in the Bible. I think it's quoted 110 times in Hebrew.
It is. It's the most popular one. We're going up in flames right now.
No, I have an amazing relationship with God, and it's quite funny. Like, he's giving me this right now. So
God has a sense of humor.
He sure does. Like, for real. And I'm sorry, but when you are in like a happy mode, you're super open and receptive. And that's the truth. That's
that
the,
is
truth.
The truth.
Yeah. Darn tootin'. Okay. There's another one. Historically, back to the Bible. Darn tootin'.
You know what my in-laws say a lot is, oh, golly. They say, oh, golly. Golly.
That's like, that's also a Minnesota thing, I think. Like a Midwest thing. Oh, golly.
It's so sweet.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh, darn it. I think that's everywhere.
Giggles.
I'm trying to think what other words. We'll come up with them. We're really doing? We're really expanding people's horizons.
People are happy they tuned in because they're like, what is this?
I've been told I'm a horizon expander along with you. They're like, you know what? You're an expander. Actually, that's a pretty popular phrase right now. You're an expander. And it's the highest compliment.
That is really nice.
Yeah.
I always picture people that listen to this podcast. I don't know why I think podcasts are on like the radio. I'm like, oh, people are like driving home at night and listen and tuning in.
Oh, like doing that? Like Delilah After Dark?
Yes.
I
that's
love
what
her.
I think it is.
Oh, I used to go on kitchen jobs with my dad, like out of town, and we would be driving back when it was really dark, and we'd always listen to Delilah. I think it was Delilah After Dark or something. And it was, she had the best radio voice for anybody who, she's still on the air. For anybody who like does not know who that is, you might want to like Google a little YouTube clip or something if she still has it, because there was something about like, and when I was working with my dad installing these kitchens and baths, it was like when I had moved out on my own and then moved back in with my parents, like the last place I wanted to be ever, and was working with my dad to try to pay off a bunch of bills and like tail between my legs, right? Like did not want to be there. But I was in a really stressful, crazy place, and my life and relationships were kind of falling apart because I was a hot shit show on fire. No part of hot actually means physically hot. I was just really in a mess. And at the time, I just remember like I would listen to Delilah and all of like these love songs and all of her, you know, she would do the dedications and read the letters and be like,
yes,
this one's for Mary, who doesn't know quite how to say this to her daughter, but she just wants to let her know that no matter what is going on, she's forgiven and loved and we're going to play Reba McEntire for her. That's what I'm going to choose.
Fancy Don't Let Me Down.
Oh, so good. She always... So what would happen is Delilah, people would write letters. Like I'd write a letter about my life or someone that I love or something that I really want to say, but never got to say it. And then Delilah would pick the song. So she would then go and just choose. Like I would write something beautiful about Evans, about you.
Yeah.
And say, Delilah, like sprinkle your magic on it. Tell me what song and put like a little twist on it. So then Delilah will then say, here's why I want this song for the both of you. And hopefully the song can heal your hearts or bring you together or remind you that you're not that far away. That bitch was good.
Oh my gosh, she's good. Honestly, I think people should write their dedication then.
Yeah, to this.
To this.
I agree. And so what will we do? Will we subscribe a song or will we do a limerick or a haiku? We could make up a haiku line. I could do one. You could do the next.
Yep. We could do all of the above. It's really, it's kind of a hodgepodge, a mixed bag, if you will.
I just love how we go and get these like very like life-changing ideas together. We do.
Me too.
It's like a vortex we open up that nobody else has access to. And then we change the world with our thoughts.
I agree. Speaking of thoughts.
Please tell. What are we doing?
What's your quote?
Here's my quote. And you were with me while I was trying to Google a quote. Couldn't find one this morning. Which then led me to my Drink Light Pink page on Instagram. I swear this is not self-promotion, but it completely 100% is. So, at Drink Light Pink, there is a quote on my page. Don't know who said it, but we loved it. It's necessary to have friends who mention your name in a room full of opportunity.
I love that one. I saw that on Instagram.
It so is. And I know you would mention my name and I mention your name. And I mention all my friends' names. Because you know what? If I have amazing friends, that makes me more amazing.
You got to call out people's beauties.
Oh my God. And you cannot, they just make you better. Friends make you better. And I know that you are a big like girlfriend girl.
Love my girlfriend.
And you always have been. Like I did not have that until I was in my 30s. So like I would always be in awe of you guys. If you don't know, Evans used to work with us. She was like the most amazing freaking assistant that we've ever had.
That's not true.
Yeah. So she worked with us and now I have amazing assistants. So we're just going to say you were one of the most amazing assistants as well. I'm like, wait one second. They're also amazing. But I thoroughly like enjoyed work life. And with that said, where was I going with this?
Speaking about your girlfriends.
Oh, you'd always be like, have plans or be going back home to like have girlfriend trips. And I was like, that is so awesome. And they adored you and you adored them. And it's just like the most beautiful relationship, how you guys all like lift each other up and have a blast and so sweet and celebrate each other. Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
And it's not like you have to have 50 million of them. You just need a couple.
It's true. I feel like you have like five.
I do have, I think I have like five core ones.
Yeah, you're one of those people who like really had to be like, am I having all of these people in the wedding? Or you probably had to.
Listen, you do what you got to do. Do what you got to do.
That's when your husband is like, wait, should I hire some guys? Because what are they going to walk down the aisle by themselves?
That's the difference between men and women. Because Adam was like, oh, I'm just not having any groomsmen. I'm like, you can't just not have any. He's like, yeah, I can. Men just don't care.
I don't care if Bobby is you know, impacted or affected, which Bobby doesn't give a shit. He doesn't want to get a suit. Like,
either.
He does not want to get a tux. How many guys have you talked to who are in weddings and they're like, I have to go get my tux fitted. And you're like, it's like 30 minutes of your life. And it's so painful because it's probably during a football game or something.
Yeah.
And they're just like, exactly. You got to be shitting me. I got to like, this is so stupid. You know what? I get it. I totally get it. But suck it up. It's free cocktails and a walk down an aisle. You get your 15 minutes and you shut it, Bobby. Have a
15 minutes and you walk down an aisle. Speaking of aisles.
What's your quote?
My quote is from Michael Bernard. Beckwith. And he says, you're going to discover that worrying has no transformational value. Worrying is rehearsing the very things you don't want to happen.
Oh! Whoa. We are going to give a couple snaps to Michael this morning. Wow. Literally. Hey, how do you say literally or literally? Which one do you like better? Do you like to exchange?
I like literally.
Literally made my day.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. We had a dinner with the Boss Babe girls last night and they're freaking amazing. And I, halfway through dinner, because I had like a glass of wine or two, I was like, oh no, you're doing it. You're picking up their accent. You're saying it back to them. And I was like, stop. And then I was like, no, I mean, maybe that's the ultimate compliment, mirroring someone. They probably went home and said like, wasn't that really freaking weird that she developed an accent in the middle of dinner last night?
I do that too, because my boss is from the UK. And so he'll be like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh yes. And I'm like, I can't do that. I sound like an
Wouldn't you asshole. Love if they, here's the thing. I would love if they like took on our accent and spoke back to me. I would laugh. It would be amazing.
But they're not, because their accent is so much cooler.
Yeah, that's right. They're like, actually, I will never do that that American accent. So.
Boy, yes.
What?
Do you want to hear a really nice review?
I always want to hear one.
Okay. It's really nice. this is from Allison.
Allison.
Lori and Evans, these two, someone to laugh with, cry with, and walk life together with.
Ugh, what?
They have helped me take a leap of faith to leave those who are holding me back, to open new doors that couldn't have opened without closing old ones, seek friends who want to uplift and empower the way that I do. I have been listening to this podcast over the past few years and have loved every second. This is like a really long one. Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah. Okay. Why not? This is like about us. It's really nice. And I'm sure people really don't want to hear it right now, but I do.
It's so nice. Okay. To driving to high school in the mornings, to then listening on my daily commute to college, these two women have, oh my gosh.
Wow, we followed her through her career, her school career.
These two women have empowered me and gifted me with so much wisdom and understanding during my turbulent growth during from 17 to now 21. She's only 21.
Wow.
I have sticky notes all over my car and room of quotes they say throughout the podcast. When I feel myself becoming anxious or upset, I always find myself muttering, all right, Lori, bring me back. And I'll either listen to an old podcast because it's really good or find a new one. She loved the earthquake episode. And
you guys, if you don't know, we literally were recording when an earthquake happened in the middle of it. So you literally got our exact response during a crazy big earthquake.
That was so weird. Oh my gosh, this is so nice. She said, they're filled with so much light, empowering, comforting, and filled with genuinity. They are positive friends to go when you don't have any. The sisters you need. Oh my gosh. The leaders that I've been searching for, y'all have gotten me through some of the hardest times of my life, and you've helped me grow in ways I would never have been able to by myself. So thank you for that. Thank y'all for helping me to learn, find the sunshine, even in the midst of distress and uncertainty, and to just freaking take a leap of faith.
Ah.
Love y'all with all my heart. I pray for you always. Oh my gosh.
I literally have little misty eyes. That's so sweet. So Evans, nice. Did that make your whole day, week, month?
Yes, I'm in shock right now.
Oh my gosh, we love you. Thank you for that. You just made our day, and now we can picture exactly who we're talking to. Man, we better say some smarter things, huh? We're seriously, like actually impacting someone who's like younger, like formidable.
I can't believe it.
Oh, well, okay. Moving on, because we could stay on that. Thank you so much. Definitely send something or send an email to customerservice@loriharder.com. I can't wait to send you something. You know what? I think that would be like an awesome, I bet she'd like a mug.
Would love a mug.
Yeah. Because then we can like toast her in the morning with our coffee. That'd be great. Yes. That's a little mug of Evans and Lori sending a hug to you every single time you drink that. Okay. What is our questions? I'm really excited about these. I saw a couple questions that I really wanted to answer, and I bet you'll pick one of them. If not, I'll tell you which one it is.
Ooh, okay. I have some more on growth and hope and asking for help. Do you want to ask?
You know what? I think these are still up. So what I'm going to tell you is the question was about your like goals and big dreams and taking a leap. So that's what we had just posted yesterday. And the question is from Marissa.Hammond. And she says, let's see, how to tell if you're about to take on too much or playing small from fear of taking on too much. How to tell if you're about to take on too much or if you're playing small from the fear of taking on too much. What do you think, Evans? Have you ever felt that way?
I feel that way right now. I think you, if you're asking that question, I feel like you know.
Yeah. So fear of taking on too much. So I had this with Light Pink. I do think that you know, and I also think, yeah, I actually think you know. I know what you're saying now. Sorry, I was reading another question, making sure we had the next one. That's what happens. This is called like killing airtime. You fill the space and then you realize that you didn't listen to what your co-host just said. So
it's real life.
It's called real life. Yes, I think you know what it is. Like as you type that, I actually felt, I don't know if there was like an energy behind her actual question. I feel like I felt her saying, I'm just scared. I'm just really afraid. So with that said, take it on. Yeah, it's going to feel like a lot. But what happens is once you start taking it on, you're going to also ask the question, how can I delegate this to somebody else? Like, how can I get more in my zone of genius? Because in the beginning, you have to do all the things. And yeah, that's scary. And it's not very fun. And you have late nights and early mornings sometimes, and you're exhausted. But then as long as you're still asking the question during everything, like, you know, how can I apply my energy to the most important thing that I do? Like, where is the place that I move the needle forward the most? And then also, how can I delegate this? Who can I hire? And when I say hire, I also mean like, who could be an intern? Who could I trade with? Is there something that you could trade? Are you like a decent coach? Could you do a coaching session for some website stuff? Could you do a training session? Are there questions that they have? Are you really good in relationships and they suck? Like, I mean, maybe don't say that, but maybe just observe, like, you know what? I really noticed that you and your significant other suck at relationships, or you have a lot of problems. Don't say that. But like, hey, what is something that you could see in me helping you with? Because I would love to see if we could work out a trade for X, Y, and Z. And if they say, no, you're crazy, I would never do that. Great. Move on to the next person who's excited about what you're doing in the world. Like, you guys have to become the best pitchers in the world of your story, and you have to figure out what that is. So I love that.
Talk about how many no's you had before you got your yes.
Yeah, a million. Seek rejection, people. Seek it and it loses its power. Like, I gotta just get out there and be like, look, I'm on the battlefield right now. So it's really hard for me to look in the stands at people who are like, I'm really scared. I'm like, I'm out here every day scared shitless asking, and it doesn't feel good to get pelted with no's by all of you. So get on the battlefield with me, or lose your seat, or go get some more popcorn and feel bad. But like, don't whine to me about it. That was aggressive and I liked it. Like, it felt good at the same time. So I think some people need to hear that. Like, you got to just get on the battlefield. They're all out on the battlefield. Like, all the people you want to hang around are out there too. So, you know, you can look at Bob next to you on the left, who's on his sixth, like, box of popcorn. Or you can get on the battlefield and make your dreams happen. You can be wearing the cute outfit on Dancing with the Stars. Or you can sit in the stands in your leggings and boots, you know?
Pick a lane.
Put on the samba dress and feel the fear. That's the truth. Okay. I'm kidding. I have compassion. I get it. I was the person in the stands who was like, you know what would feel better? More beer. Yeah. while I sit here and cry watching the inspiration from the stage or from the dance floor or from the speaker stage and being like, that should be me. Can I have another Sam Adams? Like, I'm going to just get drunk and sit here. You know, it's fun till you wake up the next day and you hate your life. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. Bad. Evans, it's a good question. This is from Amy Pell. Amy Pell asks, how do you know that God is calling you to something and it's not just you wanting it really bad?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think that I like what Oprah says about those whispers.
Yeah.
Like God whispers. And I feel like you'll just constantly get that little nudge, and some of them are quieter and then they're bigger and bigger. I feel like I'm ignoring, like, basically someone's yelling in my face right now. And I'm like, what is that? Nope. I'll just keep on going.
I love it. Cause I 100% spent probably 10 years in that place.
Yeah.
So what year are you on for that?
Like, how old am I? 34, probably 34, 34 years.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, like, it starts to get really bad because it starts to wake you up at 1 or 2 a.m., sometimes 3, but it's usually right between 1 and 3. And you will just feel like someone's punching you in the gut and like you're staring at the end of your life and you're just like sitting on all of this, you know, God-given blessings, talent, and ideas. And he's literally like, oh, this is God's voice. Oh, did you just fall asleep, Evans? Tap, 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 punch, punch, punch. Wake up. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. I'm going to ruin your life until you do it.
Should it feel like you're trudging through mud every single day? I mean, I know there's hard times, but something's got to give.
So when you are exhausted, when you are trudging through mud, it's because you are so far out of alignment from what you're supposed to be doing. That's all. We'll leave it at that. So I do want to add one more thing. I want to add one more thing to this question. Let's read this again from Amy Pell. Okay. This is so good.
Okay.
So how do you know that God is calling you to something and it's not just you wanting it really bad? That's how you know. If you want it really bad, it's your mission. And I was reading in Peter Kelly's book today, her second book, which I'm obsessed with. I think I'm going to buy it for you and all of my friends. It's called Stop Missing the Point. And she talks about how we're essentially building like a beehive together in the universe. And everyone is supposed to tend to their own hexagon. And if you aren't tending to all sides of your hexagon and making sure you're complete by following the things that you want to do in the beginning, you're actually not fitting into the puzzle piece. And that's why you're struggling so bad. So, and I thought that was just a beautiful analogy because also Chris and I always say this, but don't judge the carrot, meaning don't judge the carrot that gets the race started for you. That's going to like bring you to a completely different finish line. So if the carrot is something that you want really bad, and maybe the carrot is a Chanel bag or a bougie house, or maybe it's just an outfit, or maybe it's, you know, whatever, being able to go to 5-star hotels, or maybe it's being able to go camping whenever you want, or maybe it's being able to, you know, maybe it's not saving the world right away. Here's the thing. Don't judge the carrot that's actually going to start getting you propelled on doing those things, getting those things, and then understanding that also there is like something bigger out there that you can do, but the carrot is the thing that gets you started. So if your carrot is a freaking Range Rover, great, awesome. Because once you get it, you'll realize that you are now capable of being able to create that income or do those things or reach those dreams. And then you will start also adding things to your hexagon in order to also impact the world. So, you know, in the beginning, I was not motivated to go and give to charity and save the planet. I'm just being honest. Like, that was not my motivation. It was to buy my parents a house or help them with their life and for me to stop being stressed about money so that I could actually buy the organic cottage cheese at the grocery store and not feel guilty about it. I wish I was kidding, but I'm not.
That's like one of my things is like, oh, I feel proud if I can go into Whole Foods, and I'm like, oh, I won't have a budget today in Whole Foods.
Exactly. That was one of my first goals, was to put things in the cart and not think about the price and like not flinch and feel sick in the checkout line. Like when I was checking out and it was $100 over what I knew my husband would be like pissed about, you know? So and like sweaty palms and always trying to explain myself, all of those things. So that was a huge motivator in the beginning. I definitely wasn't thinking about building schools in Ghana, but now that's where my brain is, like in a million different ways. And I'm like, but that was the furthest thing from it for a lot of my life. So I think don't judge the carrot. If it's something that you really, really want, it's because that's the thing that's supposed to propel you to get started on so many other things. So I think God, universe, whatever you believe, has so many missions for you. You just have to take the first one and go for it full out. And you will be able to, like that Steve Jobs quote, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them backwards. You got to go to the first dot. The problem is we look at the end. We always want to go to the end dot, right? Like, but you got to go to the first dot. You got to go through the first problem. You got to sit in the first type of pain. You got to have the first type of struggle. You got to have the first type of like obstacle and people being mean to you or bullying online. Like those are all essential. And then you got to go to the next one and keep going no matter what. Because I think it was with you last week. I think we were just talking about, you just got to want it. Jen Gottlieb says this all the time. Like, you got to want it just 51%. You got to just want it 1% more than the fear. That's it. 1%. Like to keep
just
going.
Just that
and
little
show up.
Bit.
Yep. That's Evans, I just talked too much. So tell me.
I loved it.
Tell me how you're feeling. I like your blouse today.
Oh, thank you. It's kind of like a turtleneck, but colonial inspired. Ooh.
Would you look at that? It looks like you have it in front of you right now, which is hilarious on Zoom. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, but she just lifted up her shirt like by the shoulders and it looked like she was standing behind the shirt instead of in the shirt. I like it. It's, you know what? It's got a lot of different like historical time periods going on with it. So part of me was like, she looks like a spring flower and I love it because it's all ruffled around the collar. And then you lifted it up and I was like, ooh, colonial inspired. And then I was like, Hamilton. And then I was like, pirate.
Yes.
Everything.
You know how I'm feeling today?
How?
I woke up and I felt really negative. I was being very negative. And then I opened my little devotion book. And today it was like, relax and seek joy. Like you should seek joy every day.
Every day.
You should be joyful. We're supposed to be joyful.
Yep.
I mean, I understand we have hard times and everything, but there's a lot of things, even now with all the fear and the sadness and hard times going around, there's still, the flowers are still blooming.
Yeah. They're seeking joy. They're leaning into the sun. We don't have to lean away from the sun. That's a choice.
Yep.
It's literally like turning our backs on the sun and being like, there's my shadow. It's not as bright over here. Turn around.
Seriously, go to the light.
Go to the light. It's always there.
Yeah.
Don't go too far.
Stay here, but you know what I mean.
Stay on planet Earth, which with Elon Musk, I don't know. We maybe don't have to stay here. So
yeah, actually go on your journey.
Go to Mars. Might be an option for you. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. So this was amazing. I really enjoyed this, Evans.
Me too. I feel like my mood has just shifted completely.
I'm literally a new person. I really think everyone should get a podcast and find a partner who makes them laugh. Don't you?
I think so too. Yes.
Once a week, I get to completely start my morning like hysterically. Chris and I don't do this in the morning, by the way. We're very quiet. Yeah. I didn't know I had this very extroverted side only with you in the morning. I like it. I mean, I love it. Do you know that Evans and I always text each other typically, usually after the podcast, and we say how much we loved each other during it or enjoyed it. So there you go.
Yeah, it's nice. It feels good. And I hope everyone else feels good because you deserve to feel good.
You sure do. And it's the only thing that is going to bring those new ideas, creative ideas, because you cannot come up with a life-changing positive idea from a negative place. Mm-mm. So get your shit together and face the sunshine. And get a ruffle blouse.
Get a ruffle blouse. Knock the mud off.
And say skedaddle. Skedaddle.
Skedaddle out of there.
Skedaddle, y'all. What if Jesus had a southern accent? We're going to stop here.
Okay.
Who's to say? I love that you're like, hey, I like this topic. I'm southern. And then you're like, okay, we'll stop. Good idea. Yeah. Let's stop that train. That was probably not going to... I don't know where it was going. It was a runaway train. So let's get off.
We're hopping off.
Yeah. Hopping off, everyone. All right. Thank you so much. Let us know what your biggest takeaway was. And until next time, be questionably awesome. Bye, Evan.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.